Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Boundary Boss by psychotherapist and relationship expert Terry Cole is a practical guide for people who feel overextended, underheard, or stuck in patterns of pleasing others at their own expense. Drawing on her clinical background and coaching experience, Cole frames boundaries as learnable skills rather than personality traits you either have or do not. The book focuses on how to communicate clearly, hold limits without guilt, and rebuild self-trust when you have spent years prioritizing harmony over honesty. It speaks to common modern pressures, including family roles, workplace demands, and the subtle ways emotional labor accumulates when you say yes automatically. Cole also addresses why setting boundaries can feel threatening, especially for those with histories of codependency, high empathy, or conflict avoidance. With an emphasis on direct language and self-responsibility, Boundary Boss aims to help readers move from resentment and burnout toward relationships that feel safer, cleaner, and more mutual. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the hidden cost of being the nice one. A core theme of Boundary Boss is that chronic niceness often masks fear, conditioning, or survival strategies rather than true kindness. Terry Cole described how many people become default caretakers, peacekeepers, or problem solvers in their families, and then carry that role into adult relationships and work. The cost shows up as resentment, fatigue, and a creeping loss of identity because decisions are made to manage other people's reactions instead of honoring personal needs. The book reframes resentment as useful data that a boundary is missing or being violated. It also explores why some readers struggle to even identify what they want, having spent years scanning for cues about what others expect. Cole connects this pattern to people-pleasing, codependent dynamics, and high functioning over responsibility, where you feel accountable for outcomes that are not truly yours. By naming these patterns, the book encourages readers to stop interpreting discomfort as proof they are selfish and to start seeing it as a signal to renegotiate agreements. The focus is not on blaming others, but on reclaiming agency so relationships can be built on clarity rather than silent sacrifice. Secondly, what boundaries really are and how they work, Cole emphasizes that boundaries are not walls or ultimatums, but guidelines that define what is acceptable, what is not, and what happens when a limit is crossed. Boundary Boss distinguishes between internal boundaries, such as managing your own impulses, time, and emotional availability, and external boundaries, such as what you will tolerate from others. The book highlights that a boundary is only real when it is paired with follow-through, meaning you take an action you can control rather than trying to force someone else to change. Readers are guided to see boundaries as a form of self-care and relational honesty, not punishment. The discussion also clarifies that setting a boundary can initially create discomfort, pushback, or guilt, especially if people are used to unrestricted access to your energy. Cole frames this as a predictable adjustment period rather than a sign you are doing something wrong. Another key idea is that unclear communication creates confusion and conflict, while clean agreements reduce drama. By understanding boundaries as structures that protect time, values, and emotional well-being, readers can approach them methodically instead of emotionally, making it easier to be consistent and fair. Thirdly, talk true. Communication tools for clean relationships. A major portion of the book centers on learning to speak plainly and respectfully, especially for readers who default to hints, silence, or over-explaining. Cole advocates direct communication that is calm, specific, and owned, so your message does not sound like an accusation or a plea for permission. She encourages readers to state needs, preferences, and limits without long justifications, since excessive explaining can invite negotiation when none is needed. The book also addresses common communication traps such as passive aggression, emotional outsourcing, and triangulation, where you vent to third parties instead of addressing the person involved. Another practical focus is choosing timing and tone, so boundaries are less likely to come out as a burst of anger after months of swallowing discomfort. Cole highlights the value of preparing scripts for predictable situations at work, with family, or in dating, because rehearsed language reduces anxiety and helps you stay on point. She also stresses that clarity is kindness, even when the other person is disappointed, because it prevents false hope and ongoing confusion. Over time, talking true becomes a way to build self-respect and trust in your own voice. Fourthly, managing guilt, fear, and pushback when you change, boundary setting can trigger intense emotions, and Boundary Boss treats these reactions as part of the process rather than barriers that mean you should stop. Cole explores guilt as a learned response, especially for people raised to equate love with self-sacrifice or to believe that saying no is disrespectful. The book distinguishes healthy remorse from manipulative guilt, including the discomfort that arises simply because you are breaking an old pattern. It also covers fear of conflict, fear of abandonment, and fear of being seen as difficult, all of which can keep readers stuck in overgiving. Cole explains that pushback is common when you change the rules of a relationship, because others may prefer the old arrangement where your needs were less visible. The guidance focuses on staying regulated, repeating the boundary without escalating, and resisting the urge to overdefend your position. Another key point is grieving, since some relationships may not survive your new limits, while others become stronger and more mutual. By normalizing these emotional waves, the book helps readers tolerate short-term discomfort for long-term freedom and self-respect. Lastly, creating a boundary-based life in work, love, and family, beyond individual conversations, Cole aims to help readers build a lifestyle that supports consistent boundaries across domains. In work settings, this can mean clarifying roles, setting expectations around availability, and addressing scope creep before burnout hits. In romantic relationships, the focus shifts to expressing needs early, spotting mismatches, and avoiding the trap of earning love through service. With family, especially in long-standing roles like caretaker or mediator, Cole discusses the challenge of changing dynamics that may have been in place for decades. The book encourages readers to define their non-negotiables, identify common boundary leaks, and design simple practices for self-check-ins so limits do not only appear during crises. Another theme is discernment, learning when to engage, when to step back, and how to stop taking responsibility for other people's feelings while still being compassionate. Cole also stresses that boundaries are not a one-time declaration, but an ongoing practice, refined through feedback, consequences, and self-honesty. The result is a more intentional life, where time, energy, and emotional investment align with values rather than habit or pressure. In conclusion, Boundary Boss is best for readers who feel chronically responsible for other people, struggle to say no, or sense that their relationships are fueled by obligation rather than choice. It also fits professionals who are burning out from overavailability and anyone rebuilding self-trust after years of ignoring personal limits. The book's central benefit is practical freedom. When you learn to identify what is not working, communicate clearly, and follow through consistently, you stop living in reaction mode. That shift can reduce resentment, improve mental health, and create relationships where care is mutual rather than one-sided. Many boundary books offer theory or inspirational messaging, but Cole focuses on the lived reality of uncomfortable conversations and the emotional fallout that follows. Her approach is grounded in therapeutic insight while staying action-oriented, which helps readers move from insight to implementation. Compared to similar titles, Boundary Boss stands out for its emphasis on talking true, owning your part without self-blame, and treating pushback as predictable rather than catastrophic. If you want a guide that supports both self-respect and relational clarity, it is a worthwhile buy. If you would like to support Terry Cole MSW LCSW, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.